education, transforming the legacy of the residential schools, produced by the Anglican Healing Foundation Research Series. We read in the introduction, and I quote, "Aggressive civilization to accomplish colonial goals was thought to be futile in the case of adults. Residential schooling was the policy of choice to reshape the identity and consciousness of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit children." End of quote. This policy of assimilation had its origin in the Gradual Civilization Act of 1857. It was reinforced in the Indian Act of 1876 and sanctioned by successive parliaments of this country. The language used to describe this policy of assimilation is itself disturbing, for it spoke of removing children from their evil surroundings. Simply stated, the savage child would be remade into a civilized adult. In this program of assimilation, the Anglican Church of Canada played a very significant role in that we provided teaching and supervising staff for many of the schools. Through the 1920s, we ran 24 of these schools across the country. And over time, we ran 36 of them. In the civil province of British Columbia, we operated 4 schools, the Metlakatla School in Metlakatla, the St. George's School in Lytton, the St. Michael's School in Alert Bay, and All Hallows School for Girls in Yale. And throughout the Yukon and Northwest Territories, we ran 10 other schools. The theme of the walk that we begin to take together tonight, throughout the rest of this week in other cities, and in the coming months and years through the work of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, is remembering the children. I stand before you as one representing a church that was complicit program that took children far from home and family, far from their own traditions, cultures. We took their clothes. We cut off their hair. We punished them. They tried to speak their own language. We tried to remake them in our image. Your old Canadian. And some of our staff, too many of them, abused children, physically, emotionally, and sexually. In some cases, again, again, and again. Many of the children we know now were scarred for life. Many went missing.